Welcome back to the Outdoor Living Hour. Rosie on the house.
Man, do you know me about music? Thank you.
That's Mike's specialty, is finding what makes people's head nod. So
I've got a lot of experience, and if I see a little head nod, you got me.
It provides energy for the studio.
Nice.
So Rosie is just finishing up his Grand Canyon hike for Memorial Day weekend.
Wondered where he was at.
Yeah, that's his annual trek. And then Romy is in Prescott with the last junior rodeo of the year. And the girls are killing it. And Remy, at 3 years, or he's four, is riding his little white steed, Nibbles, who's probably all of 3 foot tall.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a picture to behold as Romy leads him every bit of the way. It's pretty cool. So Grandma's waiting for pictures to come in. So Yeah, they are so special. So anyway, we have Greg Peterson of the Urban Farm and Kari Spencer of the Micro Farm Project. And we're talking through, you guys are so good at educating us on how to grow things.
Uh-huh.
So I really like this aspect of it. So you've got it grown now. What do you do with it? You don't want to waste it.
Right.
You know, you eat tomatoes till they come out your ears or whatever you've had success with. You want to make sure that you're still interested in it after so much of it. So
right,
we're going to do different things with it to keep it going. So we just went through the canning process.
Right.
And now what's your next step?
Well, I just want to throw out there, the canning process is simple. Before that, to get the stuff ready to go in the jars, you just get a recipe. You know, if you want to make applesauce, you just get an applesauce recipe. You make a big bowl of applesauce, put it in the jars, can it, and you're done. Same with peaches and you do prickly pears. So that the first half of the canning process is actually just a recipe.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And then pruning, pickling and fermenting is what we're up to next. And that, it's something that's really exploding out there.
It's everywhere. And it's old school, but it's new school too, right?
Right. Exactly.
It is. And there's two ways to pickle. You can make relishes and refrigerator pickles with vinegar. And those we just stick in the fridge, or you can them in a water bath canner, and it works great. But a lot of people really want to actually ferment those pickles, not just make them taste pickle-like, but make actual, real, authentic pickles with all of the lactobacillus that ferments them, which is really good for our bodies. It's probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And so to do that, it's very easy. It's just like Greg said, following a recipe. If you can follow a recipe, you can pickle.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't just have to pickle cucumbers. You can pickle almost anything.
Eggs?
You can pickle eggs.
Eggs, yep.
You can pickle, if you have, some produce that's you don't know what to do with, even if it's a squash, you can pickle it.
Hold on. Didn't you tell me the other day you pickled watermelon rinds?
Pickled watermelon rinds. I had all these watermelon rinds, and I was thinking, wow, look at all this waste. What do we do with this?
What a great idea.
So I looked online, found a recipe to pickle watermelon rinds, and they were delicious.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. But we do have a caller, Miss Sandra. I'd like to bring her in, let her ask you her question. She has a question about her peaches.
Oh, all right. Bring it.
Hey, Miss Sandra, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Well, what's your question for Greg?
Last year, I planted a new peach tree. I can't remember the name of it, but it was formulated in formula and supposed to do well on the desert. And I tell you what, this thing has grown about 3 feet in 1 year.
Right.
And it actually is, I took off what was left after the birds finished with my peaches.
Uh-huh.
And I had about 75. So, it's not even a year old, and it really put them out. But for next year, I'm wanting to know how to protect the peaches from being consumed by all the birds.
Got it. So a question we get a lot this time of year is what to do about the birds. So the simple answer is I use tulle, T-U-L-L-E, wrap the tree in tulle. That keeps the birds away. The other thing is that fruit trees need about 3 years of growing before they actually produce fruit. So if a fruit tree is producing the first year, it's taking away from its growing. And so I really tell people to remove all the fruit the first year. I know it makes people panic, but you have, especially the first year.
Who would know that? Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Before it ripens.
Before it ripens.
And so it puts its energy into the growth then.
Yeah.
And do you do anything to control the height?
Yeah, you can absolutely do some pruning so you can actually get the tool over it.
Right, and be able to pick it and harvest it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you for that answer. I know there's a lot of people that sometimes when you're growing things, you feel like you're just feeding the animals, and that can be pretty frustrating.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly.
Kari, let's finish. Let's keep talking about this fermenting idea. So the difference between just maybe putting pickles or cucumbers in vinegar and putting them in fermenting, what's the big difference? Yeah, what's the big difference? Is it the lacto, whatever
it's
you call it?
It's the lactobacillus. And so you can make a quick pickle just with vinegar. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are lots of recipes for that. And they taste like pickles. They're delicious, yummy. Nothing wrong with making those. I make a lot of them. But if you want to have those probiotics, then that takes longer because you have to allow it to ferment, and that takes time.
All righty.
And there's some great books about fermenting out there on the market. You know, this is, again, something you need to go learn. And it's a little bit more complicated than canning and
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you'll give me some good resources, and I'll post those for our listeners.
Perfect.
Okay. When we get back, we're going to talk more ways to preserve all that wonderful produce that you have grown.
One of my favorites.
Move into the country. I'm going to eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.